Hey, thanks for dropping by to the Planners on Purpose podcast, created by Naomi Tucker, CMP. Now, this space is for the event planners to encourage and empower you so that you can fully live your life on purpose. So before we dig in, please take a moment to subscribe so you get future shows. Now, here she comes, your host, Naomi.
Hello, Naomi here with the Planners on Purpose podcast, helping you go from event stress to event success on purpose, one decision at a time. Welcome to the podcast. You know what gets me riled up at times? What absolutely fires me up when I hear event planners and professionals mention something about it? It's that burnout is inevitable. Event professionals can talk a good game and tell me what they know about how they should take frequent breaks, rest, go on vacation often, etc. But when the rubber meets the road and when they have to make those intentional decisions that will help them to prevent that future burnout, they fall short. For example, they say, Naomi, I just can't say no. Well, my boss needs me to do that event. Or events keep coming in and we can't keep up. We all have to just jump in and help, and that person can take a vacation after the event burns them out. Or what about, ooh, that client, she's a pain, isn't she? Well, so-and-so just needs to get past this event and then she'll have this well-deserved break. And the kicker, some folks say, burnout is going to happen in this business. We work hard and we play hard, so burnout is inevitable. If they can't put in the tough work in this business, then they're not built for it, and they just have to go and get another job. Either suck it up or deal with it. Burnout comes with the job. It's inevitable. It's inevitable. So the question is burnout inevitable? I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be. Burnout doesn't have to be inevitable. It's certainly always possible, but preventable. You might be asking, how? Well, I like to put forth that perhaps we take a look at how we look at burnout, meaning what falls into this burnout bucket, because we are in an industry that does involve a high amount of pressure. Essentially, we're being hospitable to the masses, and that's not easy, right? We also don't want to go around calling everything burnout when, as an industry, we need to do better with boundaries, better with handling conflict, and I can go on and on. But understanding burnout is important, as it's the number one occupational risk of today. It's a three-part syndrome, an actual syndrome of exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficacy, resulting in the wear and tear of work and personal demands. With burnout being associated with 40% increased risk in developing coronary heart disease, we need to get this right. So let's clarify what burnout is and what burnout isn't. Burnout isn't the stress you experience from having to meet a deadline or a tough conversation that you had to have with the customer. Burnout isn't when your boss gives you an event that you'd rather not have. In other words, burnout isn't just that you're stressed while planning an event or leading a team. The stress happens and it does come with the job. However, if it's left unchecked, it can lead to complete and utter exhaustion of your work, which is burnout. Burnout is despair. Burnout is cynicism and disengagement. In Japan, the word kuroshi can describe burnout, which means death by overwork. That's pretty sobering. Burnout is the unchecked destination after the constant, unreasonable, consistent pressure and stress. So you can see how burnout is a second cousin of stress and the first cousin of overwhelm, because they all can be so interrelated that it's even more important that you have to be aware of your situation and of your stressors. Like, why are you anxious or drained? At what point in your work do you feel that hint of exasperation or overwhelm? Is it all the time? Are there specific people, whether it be partners or coworkers, that significantly drain your energy and dampen your light? How many times can you be on the road before you burst into tears of exhaustion? These are all questions that can help you identify your stressors, but identifying your stressors is the first step. I remember when I was working towards getting my CMP, I'm not sure why I took on so much at one time, but I did. I said yes, yes, and yes again. Yes to getting married, and sure, let's plan it in the same season I'm getting my CMP because that makes sense, right? No problem. Yes to moving to another city during the wedding planning process, and yes to an exciting opportunity that meant I was planning over 200 events a year. No worries, I've got this. What? So what did I learn? I learned I needed to have healthy ways to manage my overwhelm when overwhelm happens. Was I burned out? I might have said that I was back then, but maybe not. Was I overwhelmed? Absolutely. Because overwhelm, it can be a good thing and it can be a growth thing. What do I mean? Overwhelm doesn't always mean that you should give up or quit. It's an intense emotion you feel all of a sudden, and it's usually brought on by your to-do list growing or one big situation being brought upon you. Overwhelm points to resistance or judgment, both of which can be in your favor or can help you grow. Overwhelm can mean that you're about to level up and you're taking your life to that next level, perhaps a promotion or another opportunity. So you need to ask yourself, are you ready to step up to the opportunity of growth that your life is presenting you right now? Overwhelm can also mean that you're thinking of something is too easy or too hard for you. You're judging the situation. The thing that you're being asked to do conflicts with your perceived capacity, at which you can address it directly, what's conflicting with your tolerance level, so that you can change your circumstances and move through your overwhelm state. But overwhelm isn't always burnout. It can be useful in you becoming more self-aware and can help you profoundly when it comes to identifying what your stressors are or who your stressors are, right? Overwhelm can be a problem, especially if it results in the straw that breaks the camel's back, which means there were previous unchecked situations or circumstances or feelings that could have led to this point. So we have to find healthy ways to manage overwhelm and prevent burnout so that burnout isn't inevitable in your life. So that's why I love putting on the Banish Burnout Challenge. We recently had a challenge and hope to have that challenge back in the fall. I love going deeper into what burnout is, the science of burnout, discussing the burnout cycle, and more. It's a 3 to 5 day challenge that unpacks burnout and how you can prevent burnout in your life so that it never comes back. Now, if you want to take part of that challenge with me, like I said, it's happening in the fall. I'll put that link in the description. You can sign up to be on the waiting list, and you'll be the first to know when it goes live for registration. It's nice because it takes place right after summer and just in time to help you with your next busy season. Another thing that I wanted to bring up is that we need to check our community and what our community not only is saying, but what they are doing, so that we're not just sharing stories or venting about burnout, but additionally supporting each other to get through it. It's great to share stories. There's camaraderie in that. There's togetherness in that. And it's wonderful to even have resources available to you when it comes to burnout prevention, overwhelm, and mental health. However, many times, the materials, the webinars, and the advice are only as good as if you use it and you actively participate in your own change. If you're not willing to do that, then you're agreeing for your situation to stay the same. So the question is, do you want your situation to stay the same or do you want to change it? If you answered the latter, then you'll have to do something different. It means it's time for you to get out of the community of people just patting you on your back and telling you it's okay, because sometimes it's not okay. They'll tell you, you need a break soon, and you take a break, you come back, it's the same. It's time for you to make the changes necessary for you to have a more fulfilling life which I call living your life on purpose. But it isn't easy. It comes with hard conversations. It comes with changes to your systems even, and it can often come with surrounding yourself with different people that are going to have your best interest on their hearts. And that's why I love coaching. It allows me to come up alongside of you, hear your story, learn what's important to you, and come up with a much needed plan of action that I can help support you in as you implement it step by step in your life. Because it can be tough to feel like you're the only one thinking that things have got to change, because quite frankly, not everyone feels this way. Or if they do, they're not willing to do what it takes and make the moves necessary to change their circumstances. So that means they're okay with the status quo. But if you're listening to this and you're nodding your head, then you just may be ready to do something different and take the next steps. Because burnout, it doesn't have to be inevitable in our industry. It shouldn't be, because we can change that perception. But it takes many of us doing something different to change the culture. And that starts with you. Become more self-aware, make the changes you need, and even contact me. I would love to work with you. I'm even leaving a link in the description for you to book a purpose call with me if you're interested in learning more about what my coaching entails and what the coaching process looks like. But friends, let's change burnout by being intentional about who we work with, decisions we make, how we book our calendars, what we say. There's so many aspects to this thing. It can go deep. But let's go on this self-discovery journey together and be the change we want to see in our industry. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a subject that's near and dear to my heart because I don't like to see many of you struggle with burnout. I've been there myself, but it's a necessary conversation. Book that purpose call if you want to learn more about how not to have burnout be inevitable for you. I wish you a good morning, afternoon, good night, wherever you are. Until next time, stay on purpose.
Well, that wraps it up for this episode. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the like button and tell us how much you enjoyed the show by leaving a message in the comments. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.